This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, so I wanted to ask, do you see it as a national security issue?
I don't see it as the imminent national security threat that perhaps others do.
You know, one of the things that's noted is how the changing climate in the Middle East concentrated Syrian villages into the towns and sparked the civil war that has now produced something like 4 million can counting refugees, having profound impacts on European security. And that would be an example. Is that something you've looked at or considered to be real or perhaps misleading, or any thoughts in that regard?
The facts on the ground are indisputable in terms of what's happening with drought, disease, insect populations, all the things you cite. Now, the science behind the clear connection is not conclusive, and there are many reports out there that we are unable yet to connect specific events to climate change alone.
What we're seeing are a lot of scientific reports that will say, we can tell you the odds increased. We can't tell you any specific event was the direct consequence. For example, Hurricane Sandy might have occurred in a 100-year period, but the odds of it happening are higher with the higher sea level, higher energy in the storms. So, but do you agree?
This is Senator Jeff Merkley during the hearings for Rex Tillerson. I got to tell you, I mean, for the most part, I was really impressed. I mean, here's a guy, you know, that is a gazillionaire, and he's walking away from it all. And you can tell he is just a true patriot in every sense of the meaning of what that represents. Here's a guy that just wants to, you know, pay it back and thank the country, you know, for his success. And he's willing to put all his, you know, his learning, his wise counsel into being Secretary of State. And, you know, these the Democratic Senators having a tough time. Of course, you know, you knew global warming had to come up, Scott. I mean, that's just, you know, climate change and all this stuff. It just has to, you know, it's the boogeyman of the day. And I don't mean to be, you know, sounding so disrespectful. I mean, you know, why is it that we cannot get consensus on this? You know, the left are absolutely ideologically fixed. I mean, remember the president said it is the number one threat to mankind. John Kerry echoed that. I mean, this has been, you know, the mantra of the left. And we're going, okay, well, why can't we get something in the middle? I mean, it's kind of like what we was demonstrated earlier with Lindsey Graham. I mean, you've got all these numbers that are so lopsided. You know, how come there's no meeting in the middle here where there's some consensus? I mean, it's just like if you believe in climate change and global, you look at everybody on the left as they're idiots. You know, they have no brains left. I mean, they're killing our planet. And and then the other side, they look at them and they go, you know, these climate warming, you know, climate change, global warming people, you know, they might as well walk around with tin foil on their heads. You know, so but there's no middle ground on this. And the reason I believe that there's no middle ground is because we're still searching for truth. And this is all, there's so much manufacturing going on here. You know, the manufacturing and the forming of thought, you know, that is just not allowing a bridge of reasonableness to come between the two parties to say, hey, look, it's, yeah, I think, maybe part of the equation, maybe there's some validity here, you know, but let's be reasonable. I think that's what's missing, is we're not reasoning on this issue. It's just, you look at either you believe the way I believe, or you're an idiot, and because you're an idiot, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the full force of the government, because when I'm in power, I can use the full force of the government to force you into thinking what I think. And I'm going to call the EPA to come and get you and straighten you out, because that's the way it works in our government today. Is it any wonder? It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 3 hours coming your way. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. Author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, and American society. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I imagine the president's long goodbye speech the other night was quite a study for you, as you go back and you know, and remember all the history and the notes you've been taking on American presidents. What was your takeaway?
Oh, indeed. I see it as a continued rewriting of history. The rewriting of history was very big in the Hillary Clinton campaign. And you know, from a foreign policy standpoint, I wrote A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry, because of my concerns about the foreign policy of this administration and the way they were downgrading our defenses, de-emphasizing our ideals, reaching out to the world's worst dictators, offering to negotiate with them without any preconditions, and snubbing our allies and dismissing pro-democracy groups, et cetera, et cetera. And then you look around the world today, and to say that we've left the world better off, well, I honestly don't know how anyone who says that actually believes it, because we have the Arab Spring in shambles, Syria a cataclysm, Egypt, Libya, Sudan, Yemen, and Lebanon all in crisis, Iran and North Korea ever closer to becoming serious nuclear powers, the Russian reset, an obvious failure, China in the South China Sea with its island building, and I could go on. I mean, I'm only scratching the surface of all the problems facing this incoming administration.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, that's the problem with the truth. It can be stubborn. You know, the truth and facts, those are stubborn things you have to trip over. And this has been kind of the order of the day with this president time and again. I mean, it goes all the way back to, you know, if you want your doctor, you get to keep your doctor. You want your plan, you like your plan, you get to keep your plan. You know, and it's been one thing after another, whether it's Fast and Furious. And this comes, you know, from a president who says that, you know, he's most proud in terms of his legacy of not having one major scandal in his administration. And I'm going, I mean, either he's lost his mind or, you know, or he's just flat out lying to us and thinking, as you say, to your point, he wants to rewrite history. But you know, the facts are out there. I mean, you know, they're glaring you right in the face. I think there was one group that put together 633 scandals.
Okay? Oh, my goodness.
So yeah. You know, at every turn, you're going to stumble over one. So, you know, how do you do this? And this is the same president that said, hey, look at the economy is doing so much better. Look at all these great jobs I created. And you want to forget the ones that have exited stage left on us. and now leaves most of the labor force not working one job, but they have to work two to three jobs to make up for the one they lost.
Yeah, absolutely. And this untrue narrative has really worked in insidious ways in terms of how we look, for example, at our three branches of government now. Because in my mind, right from the beginning, Obama stigmatized Republicans and stigmatized Congress. And then he conflated the two. Mm-hmm. And Republicans in Congress eventually became, in the media, the establishment. I mean, I don't think anybody could read critical pieces on the establishment and not think of Republicans in Congress. And I really believe that Obama's constant unwillingness to take responsibility for his own problems and to throw it at Congress led largely to that dynamic. Because again and again and again, I see Congress, Republicans in Congress in particular, working really hard on such important issues like stronger sanctions on Iran, pushing back against the Iran deal, humanitarian and strategic proposals for Syria before it spun out of control, trying to get the president not to precipitously withdraw troops in Iraq, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And they were stonewalled. They were
exactly.
Stonewalled. Even on sex trafficking, I attended a hearing where senators were pleading with this administration to take the kind of approach to sex trafficking, which had actually proven successful based on congressional law that penalized dictators who revolve their economies around sex trafficking, and they were just stonewalled by the State Department. And so I find that very frustrating that those dynamics can be not only blatant. The narrative dynamics can be not only blatant but subtle, and they can kind of move their way into the public consciousness.
Well, it really lies on the doorstep of the Democrats. I mean, look at what happened in California, a one-party state. I mean, they recently made it legal for teenage prostitution. So what does that tell you about this party?
Yeah, I do think it's a very different party than the party, for example, of Harry Truman and Kennedy.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
There seems to be this progressive worldview, which is also a morally relativist worldview, which helps to explain why they just do not take a stand for human rights anymore. They instead try to cut deals with dictators, which end up being at the expense of the people living in these extremely repressive regimes.
Well, I think it's quite interesting, even with Marco Rubio yesterday pilloring Rex Tillerson about some of these issues. And I'm going, I think you've been in Congress. I mean, you've been a senator for the last 6 years. Where have you been on these issues? I mean, here's a guy who wants to be part of the solution and is coming here, and you're putting all the pressure on him. And he's here for a job interview with all this background, walking away from bazillions of dollars to be a public servant, bringing all his talents, to the cause here. And you're pilloring him with all this stuff that, oh, yeah, by the way, you've been in office. You're the one. What did you do about this stuff?
Yeah. And I will say, in Rubio's defense and people like McCain and Graham, they have tried hard to push this administration toward better policy toward Russia, Syria, Iran, and elsewhere, and have mm-hmm. spoken up for human rights. But I agree with you. I thought Rubio's aggressive tone, which sometimes seemed almost hostile, was inappropriate, because I have had before the hearing the same concerns Rubio had about Tillerson, this pro-Russian tilt that we keep seeing from the Trump team. I was just concerned, how far does this go?
Exactly.
And when he appointed Tillerson instead of someone like Petraeus or Romney, I thought, well, isn't that interesting, since Tillerson has all these ties in Russia? But then listening to Tillerson, I found myself mostly encouraged. Still
yes.
concerned about Russia, but...
Well, I like you. I mean, like one commentator said, I don't even know how Tillerson... I don't even know his voice. I don't even know what he sounds like. And so he came across, I thought, very believable, very empathetic, and I think reasonable. all things considered. I was thinking, I mean, I was impressed because I thought, wow, you know, this is Trump's guy. Trump wants this guy to be the Secretary of State. I was impressed with the choice, and I think he's a quality individual. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. We've got more from Dr. Pierce right after this. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sun, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesun.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesun.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life. This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, given the choice, why not make it? it the best day of your life, okay? You got to think about these things. Hey, it's another wonderful day, another 24 hours of fun and frivolity and a good time that can be rather positive if you want to look at it. You know, Dr. Ann Pierce, you know, I think it's quite interesting. Our country is looking at the same glass, and interesting how bifurcated our country finds itself these days. Same glass, and people are saying, well, it's half full, and the other arguing, no, it's half empty. Yeah. Like, you know, we're quite silly, aren't we?
Yeah. Another point on how we look at things that really struck me yesterday, because I don't normally do this, but I decided to watch all of the Tillerson hearings.
Yeah.
And how interesting it was to watch the actual hearings and hear the reports on the hearings then, which in some ways bore no resemblance to what I had actually just witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Tillerson in his opening statement began by emphasizing renewed American moral and strategic leadership in the world,
yeah,
and human rights and obligations to allies and the need for a stronger deterrence and measures against aggressors, including Russia. And there's a lot of focus on the fact that he would not commit hands down to Russian sanctions, which I am also concerned about. But what is interesting is that the same people reporting that he would not commit to those Russian sanctions are often not reporting that he did say he would support arming Ukrainians.
Mm. Right.
If the ceasefire doesn't hold. So arming the Ukrainians with defensive weapons so that they could protect themselves against Russia. And another point that I would make about Tillerson is he emphasized again and again keeping our commitments to and reinforcing our relations with traditional allies, even
exactly,
going so far as to say that Middle East moderates could very well be our very best allies in fighting ISIS. And even the Wall Street Journal today, I was really surprised because I so rely on the Wall Street Journal for this level-headed reporting. And there was a short little piece, and it was titled Tillerson Signals Hawkish Approach. And I read that article, and I thought, well, even that, to me, is a little misleading because
I didn't get much hawkish attitude. He was very measured, and time and again, he would say, We need to examine the facts. When he felt like he could say and support a perspective, he would say so. After all, he's the Secretary of State. He's not the President of the United States. He's got a boss. And I thought the way he held his position on that was measured and responsible, as opposed to just, you know, flying off the handle and just saying, oh yeah, we're going to release a nuclear weapon into North Korea. We've had it with these idiots, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and North Korea is a great example because a hawk would say, well, we need countermeasures militarily, and he did say that. But very interestingly, he pointed out that the Obama administration had failed to enforce nuclear and human rights sanctions imposed by both the UN and Congress this last year. That was an important thing to point out, which indicates a much broader view of foreign policy that isn't just hawkish. He continually referred to American values being with us every step of the way.
I got to tell you, Dr. Pierce, I was impressed with his breadth of knowledge. I had no idea. I mean, he clearly was prepared, but to be in, you know, I mean, this was a lengthy interview. I mean, this wasn't just, hey, 20-minute interview, an hour sit-down kind of thing. I mean, this went on for a long time.
Oh, it sure did. It sure did. And my one concern, I was disappointed that when Rubio pushed him on Syria and on Russian actions there, that he was unwilling to simply state the obvious, the proven, that Russia has committed war crimes there.
Right.
That there does seem to be this blind spot on the part of Trump, especially about Russia. And I just hope that Tillerson's overall moral compass, which he kept referring to, will lead to receptivity to Congress and what the information they have to present him about what's actually gone on in Syria.
And I agree. That was not one of the strong points there. On the Jeff Sessions situation, you know, I mentioned this earlier in the show, what galled me, and I think it's a huge issue, and this continues to feed into the racial narrative, the racial injustice, and this that we cannot seem to get on top of this. But part of the problem is you have irresponsible words that are thrown out there, like yesterday from the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, that I thought insulted not only the senators present, but anybody that has some racial balance in their perspective. For him to say that what he said about Jeff Sessions, you know, you had six people there, six black men talking about Jeff Sessions, including Cory Booker. And there's three against three, four. The against were all general. There weren't specifics. The 3-4 gave very specific information. They had worked directly under Jeff Sessions. But I was aghast at the head of the Black Caucus, who basically threw the race card right in the middle and in front of all the, and I would say it was targeted to the white senators, and saying, look at, if you approve Jeff Sessions, every problem that he creates is on you, and essentially you're a racist for doing so. And I thought that's a time when somebody has to say, you're out of order, and censure that statement. That is irresponsible. It plays the race card. It doesn't advance the cause. It is not that reasonable bridge that you and I are talking about, where you can have differing views, but there needs to be a reasonable bridge and where we can traverse on and have a conversation and exchange ideas and realize, you know, for the most part, hey, look, we're heading the same direction. We want the same thing. It's maybe the way we get there may be a little bit different. But ultimately, when we break it down and we really have a reasonable conversation, we can see that the objective is pretty much the same.
I so agree. I think the Americans are sick and tired of the race card being played everywhere. And not only that, decent Americans themselves, everyday Americans being accused of being racist when they don't have a racist bone in their body. Yes, there are some out there. I always think in my personal life, I've lived in four cities, I always think that if there were really all these racists hiding around the corner, that when I'm out to lunch with my friend, for example, or out to coffee with a new group of people, some racist comment might come up. It never happens.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's obviously a vote-getting, attention-getting tactic, but it takes on very serious meaning when it now is contributing to the increased dangers that our police forces are under.
It gets in the way of solutions, Dr. Pierce, because now we're not talking about solutions. Now I gotta deal with being wounded because I'm accused of being a racist. I gotta, you know, get through that, you know, morass of information you just dumped my way, as opposed to, you know, us reasoning together and coming up with solutions. No, now I got to deal with the offense, you know?
Yeah, I actually have a friend who's a policeman in Baltimore, and he never complains about it, and he doesn't bring it up unless I ask him, but he revealed to me a few weeks ago that he is constantly shouted at, the word pig, he's constantly shouted at him. He has things thrown at his police car all the time. He is surrounded, and people chant at him about being a pig and this and that. And, oh, it's just terrifying to think of.
Well, and look at that big controversy that we're having there in the Capitol, where we've got a piece of artwork that depicts policemen as pigs. Why is that up in a government facility? I mean, this is the people's property and facility, and yes, you know, there's the right to free speech and all that, and I'm a free speech, I'm a First Amendment advocate, but that's inappropriate. And at some point, again, for the sake of reason, there's got to be a stopgap. Dr. Ann Pierce, as always, great to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Less taxes. Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Scott, what is she, 15 years old? Jackie Ivanko? Oh my goodness, what a voice. Absolutely incredible. You know, a blessing for those of us that appreciate music. Jackie Ivanko, this is Bill Martinez live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, you always wonder, you know, about things like this. And, you know, there has to be a God in heaven to send us, you know, people that are so talented and gifted, such as this young lady. And at 15, many years, I mean, you think, God, what is she going to be like 10 years from now? You know, what kind of music is she going to be turning out? You can hardly wait. But, hey, she's 15. She should enjoy her life, even though it's been, you know, quite amazing, you know, for this young lady. You know, speaking of young ladies and people that are born into this world, I want to talk about a birth of a child, you know, being a joyous occasion for an entire family, for the families of more than 150,000 American babies born with a birth defect each year. However, it also brings fear and uncertainty. Certainly that's what's been happening, you know, with us. As you well know, my ninth grandson, Jackson, was born with a hole in his heart. And so I can definitely relate to this. You know, there's thousands of different types of birth defects. And while there has been a lot of research to advance our knowledge, the causes of some are still unknown. Furthermore, families are often unaware of available treatment and can feel like there are few options. Well, January is Birth Defects Awareness Month, and the thing to keep in mind here is one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect. Were you aware of that? That's an incredible number, and Dr. Scott Adzik is back with us. I always appreciate Scott being with us. He's a Surgeon-in-Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. Adzik, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. You might say I'm doing never better, but Bill, I am not going to sing for you.
Well, when you hear a voice like Jackie Funko, you used to go, okay, I'm going to stay in the shower where I belong.
There you go.
I'm with you on it. But Dr. X, I want to talk about, one of the topics that are near and dear to your heart, as we would say, and that is that many babies, as I was reporting each year, are born with birth defects. As you say, one in every 33 babies born with a birth defect. I mean, I was surprised at that number, frankly.
Well, it's, that's just hallmarks that if you take all birth defects as a group, they are amazingly common, one in 33, as you mentioned. They're also costly. Each year, billions of dollars are required for medical treatment for babies with birth defects. Birth defects are merciless. You have some experience with that with your grandchild. No parent is immune. They're mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are not known. They're overlooked. I think research is underfunded in terms of birth defects and their causes. And they're deadly. Birth defects are the leading cause of infant mortality.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I was impressed. The doctors, you talk about technology, that they were able to figure out early on, and when they had told my daughter and son-in-law that Jackson had a defect. I think we were probably maybe 3 months into the pregnancy, and they determined that there was a problem. And there was lots of consideration, whether it was going to be an in vitro solution or we were going to wait until he was born. He will be going into surgery here in a couple of weeks. He's been doing quite well, except for, a minor episode. About a week after he was born, they had to put a stent in his heart because one of the muscles had collapsed. And he's been doing really well. I mean, he's been progressing right along. He's almost 15 pounds. In fact, his doctor looked at him the other day, and they're based in Maui. And the doctor looked at him the other day and said, "Oh my goodness, he looks so healthy and so great." So, everything is looking very positive for the surgery that he will be undergoing here in a couple of weeks to repair his heart defect.
And that's true in most cases. An ultrasound at 18 to 20 weeks gestation, perhaps, and in your grandson's case, an echocardiogram done before birth, a fetal echocardiogram can pick these things up, and that has an impact on how the pregnancy is managed and followed, where the delivery occurs, which experts are involved before, during, and after birth. And our center here in Philadelphia, we've had referrals of expectant mothers carrying babies with birth defects from all 50 states, from 60 countries outside the U.S., and the high volume of patients we see from around the world with incredibly complex, rare conditions makes all the difference, I think, in achieving favorable outcomes.
So exactly.
Good luck.
Well, Dr. Adjic, I appreciate that. What types of conditions can be helped by having surgery while the baby is still in the womb?
Well, there's a long list now. We've been at this for 25 to 30 years and more recently. There are lung tumors that are benign, that take up space in the fetal chest, that cause heart failure and can also make the mother sick, so we can treat those before birth with an operation. Mm-hmm. There are obstructed urinary tracts that can destroy the developing kidneys, that we can avert that damage by placing a little shunt tube into the bladder to bypass the obstruction so that the drainage is to the amniotic fluid. We have airway obstruction problems that need to be managed right around the time of birth with fetal surgical techniques to make certain that the airway is secure and that those obstructions can be extrinsic, like tumors in the neck, or intrinsic, blockage of the airway. We treat spina bifida before a birth to avert the damage that occurs to the exposed spinal cord by the amniotic fluid, which is mostly fetal urine, which is very toxic to those developing nerves.
Yeah.
That's one of the common things we do. This week we are doing three of those in operations, for example, and give the baby a much better chance to walk in the future and to avoid a shunt tube and brain damage that's often seen in spina bifida cases. Twin-twin transfusion is the most common condition we treat, so that's identical twins, each in their own amniotic sac. They share one placenta, and there's an imbalance in circulation between the two halves of the placenta, such that because of abnormal blood vessels, one twin gets too much blood and goes into heart failure, and the other twin doesn't get enough blood and goes into kidney failure, and this is a progress, both twins will be lost.
Right.
So we can put a fetoscope into the uterus, visualize the placenta, visualize those culprit blood vessels, and occlude them or obliterate them with a laser fiber, and that thereby end up with two good kids as opposed to a pregnancy loss. So those are just some of the things that we're doing these days.
Well, Dr. Adzik, you've been doing this for years. I mean, what, over 30 years now? Is this like a miracle to you, how advanced the technology? I've been reading so much about spinal bifida lately for some reason to see, you know, the advancement and how far along we've come. I mean, even like you say, in a situation with twins and, you know, these other obstructions that come along the way that, technology now has allowed us to, solve these problems, early on, so that the survival rate is so much more enhanced. I mean, gosh, just hearing you relate this, I just think you got to be blown away to think how far technology has come.
Well, it has been very gratifying, and certainly 30 years when we had this concept of fixing things before birth, it was an outrageous concept that there was a lot of skepticism, which is true for many things that are new, and there was sort of a sense of wonder that this could be done, but you have to do your homework. There are potentially many other birth defects that may benefit from fetal intervention, but to explore those treatments, that's a focus of much of our basic laboratory research, but it takes time and rigorous scientific investigation to reach the point where you can confidently offer this new prenatal therapy to a mother. I mean, it's a big deal, so you got to do your homework.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, we look and consider how far we've come over these last three decades. What do you see in the future?
Mostly based on cellular therapy to the fetus. For instance, I predict we'll be able to treat sickle cell anemia before birth with normal bone marrow cells to take over the missing function. And done early in gestation at 12 to 14 weeks, the fetus won't reject those cells. In the far future, we'll be doing fetal gene therapy to treat conditions such as cystic fibrosis before birth to avert all those bad.
Well, I want to direct our listeners where they can go for more information, Dr. Adzik. We've got about 10 seconds left here.
I'll speak fast. Fetalsurgery.chop.edu. That's fetalsurgery, one word, .chop.edu.
Dr. Scott Adzik on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Take care.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Millennials, for those of you who are listening, well, I'll tell you, I know that many have a lot of hope and aspiration for your generation that's coming up. I mean, you are the future of America. We see what's happening in the universities, the frustration. I have a son in college. He is not reticent whatsoever to express his frustration with how, you get professors there that want to control your thoughts and direct you in such a way. And I understand the pressure to, get the grade and get through the class successfully with the least amount of contention. But nonetheless, the influences are there. President Obama, if you listen to what he says about the future of the Progressive Party, it's all on the backs of millennials. And I think what is lying in the balance there is this constitutional republic that we call the United States of America. My humble opinion, I encourage you to continue to learn, continue to ask questions, and check out the facts and pursue the truth no matter where it leads you. Lieutenant Randy Sutton is with us right now. He's the national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter, retired police officer who served with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for 24 years. Randy, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, I want to talk to you particularly about this controversy that's happening in the U.S. Capitol, the People's Building. The D.C. law enforcement, there are senators, congressmen there as well that are really upset about this painting that keeps being put up and taken down in the U.S. Capitol, which depicts police as pigs. And this is pigs shooting up a black St. Louis neighborhood. And, of course, the D.C. law enforcement and others who I believe are reasonably, are reasonably against this are insistent now that it be taken down, that it should not be representative of really reasonable conversation with all due respect to a First Amendment right.
You're absolutely right. And here's what's been happening. The Representative Lacey Clay, who not coincidentally is the representative for the Ferguson, Missouri area, is the one that sponsored this piece of artwork to be put up in the Capitol. It is highly offensive to every law enforcement officer in the United States. It depicts police officers as pigs terrorizing a black neighborhood. So Lacey Clay, instead of trying to heal the community and trying to bring together the police and the people that they serve, is trying to push forward his narrative, which is an anti-police narrative, and by bringing this disgusting picture and putting it in the United States Capitol, he is in essence making a statement to everyone in America about his views on law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And what was very interesting, and I've never heard of anything like this happening before, is that a Republican representative out of California,
exactly, Duncan,
yeah, and brought it back to his office, Lacey Clay's office, and dropped it off. And this has now been this back and forth thing that is escalating. And this, we've got to come to some type of conclusion here. This is pathetic.
Well, the problem you have here, Randy, is that, I mean, come on, let's start at the basis of this whole situation of what happened in Ferguson. The subsequent narrative has been based on a lie, and it insults people's intelligence right off the bat. They're using this as a ramrod, as a lightning rod, to support, their problems and issues of social justice, legal justice, for black Americans. Okay, there's ways to do it, but to denigrate the people whose job is to protect us and did everything they could to protect Ferguson, even as it was being looted, even as you had an individual attack a police officer, but we're going to forget that. We're going to let all that go. See, and I was talking with somebody else here, I think might have been earlier this week, and I said, the problem that we have with all these things, whether it's Baltimore, Ferguson, on down the line, is that they're headlines right off the bat. But the nature of due process, as Randy, as a police officer, it takes time. It's got to go through the courts. You got to ferret all this stuff out. And then you get the report. But unfortunately, by the time the report comes out, you've got people's minds that are already fixed, justifications. And of course, they're especially fertile in the ground of political correctness. And so now you have this false narrative that is turned into a painting that wants further validation by Representative Lacey Clay. And it's hung up in the U.S. Capitol. And we're hanging up a lie here. I mean, I think there's a better way to depict the issue and the problem and to debate it. But, what happens is, we were talking with Dr. Ann Pierce just a moment ago, is if I've got to wade through all this morass of lies and offense and everything else, it doesn't give me a chance to really resolve the problem. And I think this is what happens, is we've been cycling for years now over, these racial issues, when I believe you've got a majority of Americans that want to say, all right, let's move on with this already. But unfortunately, you've got an industry of kind of this racial industry and profession that has evolved and developed, and they get rewarded when there is this contention. So what do they like? They like contention. Let's just keep it going, because this is what keeps our world going around, right?
Absolutely. Well, the political narrative here that's being forwarded, not by just Lacey Clay, but now he's got the entire backing of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Of course. Yeah.
I just want to remind the listeners that the Congressional Black Caucus, shortly after the great lie of Ferguson, hands up, don't shoot, began being spun out, instead of understanding and looking at the facts, the entire Congressional Black Caucus stood up in Congress in a sitting Congress and mimic the hands up, don't shoot dance.
Exactly.
You know, and as a police officer watching this, I'm disheartened because these are the lawmakers. These are the people who are supposed to be uniting our country.
Mm-hmm.
And instead they're using it for political capital in order to garner votes. It doesn't have anything to do with what's right. It doesn't have anything to do with what's just. It's selfishness.
Right.
And it's we're seeing this again. I mean, they came out yesterday saying, quote, we need to kick somebody's ass, unquote. This is the Congressional Black Caucus.
Right. Well, again, see, they're not solving the problem. They're just creating a bigger problem altogether and this contention. I mean, the way I look at it, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong here, is that the Black Caucus is probably doing the same thing that, CARE and the Muslim groups are doing. Instead of standing up and getting into their community and saying, look it, this is unacceptable. This is the American way of life. This is the Constitution. You got to buck up and follow the rules and laws. But no, what they do is they create all this warmonging and all this contention and offense that you can't even deal with it. They're not even stepping up to tell people, hey, be responsible. And this is what the Black Caucus is doing. They're just revving up and they're ginning up more controversy. They're really not solving the problem. I would say if Martin Luther King were alive today, he would be giving them political noogies and telling them, look, get your act together. This isn't helping the people. You know, you are helping yourself and you're helping your party and your specific interests. But this is about the United States of America interest. This is about the greater good. And as long as we continue to be divided and bifurcated, and we're kept that way, then, all these other political outsiders and people that would want to create the demise of our U.S. Constitution and this great American experiment, they're going to win, Randy.
Well, and here's another factor that's rarely talked about. But the Black community, the communities of color in this United States, is being depicted by the Lacey Clays of the world as being anti-law enforcement, and it isn't true.
Right.
This is one of the great disinformations. The Black community is in Baltimore and in Ferguson and other places wants to be protected from the thugs and the gang members that have been preying on them. They want the police there. The vast majority of the Black community supports law enforcement. In fact, the Gallup poll just came out, says 67% of minority communities support and respect their law enforcement. So the fact that they're pushing out a narrative that Black Americans are afraid and anti-law enforcement is another one of those lies that's being perpetuated in order to push forth a political narrative.
Well, their communities are being hijacked into what cause? They're not going to be better off tomorrow than they were today. And all these, all these shootings and everything that continue in their community, I mean, they're turning into self-realized no-go zones. So it's going to take some courage, Randy, for everybody on all sides to stand up against this narrative and call it out for what it is. Lieutenant Randy Sutton has been with us. He is a national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. Lieutenant Randy Sutton, Randy, always good to have you with us. Appreciate it.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.